All right. So as you're coming up today, I hope maybe you were paying attention. Hey, and if you weren't, no worries, because we got all of these folks here in the pews that were paying good attention to the readings, right? All right. So today in the gospel, Jesus did something. He went where? He went to the desert. And what did he do? He fasted and he prayed. That's right. He didn't eat anything. Okay, so what happens for 40 days if you go out in the desert? Like, let's say I go in the desert 40 days, what happens? Two things happen. First of all, something happens here. What happens? Okay, you might get sunburned, but I was looking for something a little bit different. Maybe something a little bit different. Let's say that I'm out there for 40 days and I don't have... Yes, sir? You become pale? No, not really. You grow some facial hair like this, right? So Jesus was out there for 40 days and he grew this big old beard, right? And then what else? He didn't have anything to eat. Nothing to eat. And so what was he feeling? Oh, he's hungry. Jesus says, man, I am hungry. And then what happens to him? What happens to him when he's hungry? He's weak. Who comes into the desert? It's a little bit brief, so just real quick. Okay, not quite. The devil. All right, so we got here in our bag, we got the devil that comes out. Devil's a big dude right here. You want to hold that up? You might want to hold it up real high. Real high. Hold it up real high. Maybe step up on the next step. You want to help him hold it down? So here's the devil that comes to Jesus and he says, you're hungry, you're weak. I got a challenge for you. Hey, and who do I look like? Who do I look like, by the way? Who? Oh, Joseph? No, I was looking for somebody maybe wears number 13 for a local basketball team. James Harden! So what do you think? We play a little basketball game, one-on-one, Jesus versus the devil. All right, so let's play a little basketball game. So here's the way I see it. We don't hear it in today's gospel, but in Matthew's gospel and Luke's gospel, we hear what happens. The devil comes to Jesus and he says, Jesus, I got a challenge for you. You see that stone right over there? I want you to take that stone. I want you to turn it to bread because you're hungry. So let's bring out the basketball goal. What else do we need if we're going to play basketball? We need a goal.
A baseball.
Basketball. Let's get a basketball out here. So what happens in this reading, this beautiful, awesome reading? We don't hear it today, but we heard it last year. You'll hear it again next year. What does Jesus say when the devil says, turn that rock into bread? No. What does Jesus say? Jesus says, no. Jesus gives him a little step back, dribble, step back, says, no. I don't think so. Why do I not turn the rock into bread? Because man cannot live on bread alone, which is what we sang right before the gospel was read. Man cannot live on bread alone, but he can live on what? Every word that comes from the mouth of the Father. Okay, so then the devil's like, he's not done yet. He says, I got another challenge for you. Let me have the ball. And then the devil says to him, Jesus, I'm going to take you up on the top of this hill, the top of this mountain, and I'm going to ask you something. Everything you see can be yours if you announce me as your master. And what does Jesus say to him?
No.
No. What does he do? He gives him a little Euro step, gets to the basket, lays it up. He says, no. God alone is my Savior. God alone is my King, and He alone will I serve. And is the devil done yet?
No.
No. He asks him another question. He says to him, all right. Why don't you throw yourself down from this high mountain and see if God will save you? And what does Jesus say to him?
No.
No, he doesn't. He gives him a little spin, move, juke, spin, turn, scores again. He says no. And then the devil does what? The devil says, Jesus is too good for me. He says, I got to go brush up on my game and my skill. I'm going to go away and I'll leave you alone. And so he does. And the devil goes away in the gospel. When we hear that, he goes away. Now, the reason that we share this is because this is the start of the Lent journey. And what happens in Lent is some of you gave something up for Lent, right? What'd you give up for Lent?
Dr. Pepper.
What'd you give up?
Electronics.
Electronics? And you're still alive? Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Yeah, very good. How about you? You gave up desserts for Lent. That's pretty good. How about you?
My dollhouse.
You gave up your dollhouse for Lent? Okay, so these are all ways you're giving up. And what happens in these ways is the devil, the evil one, and by the way, if you ever meet Yao Ming, don't ever tell him, haha, you're the devil. He's not. He's just playing the role of the devil, because in basketball, you put your meanest, scariest looking dude right in front of the basket, right? But sometimes evil tries to work that way in our lives. Evil tries to trick us. And so what happens in Lent is you're giving up desserts or electronics or sweets or Dr. Pepper. You're learning to say no to sin so that you can grow closer to God in holiness. You're learning how to work on your little post moves, your little dribble step back so that you can get to the basket and grow in holiness to be with our God. That's what Lent is for. It's a chance for us to learn from Jesus how to say no to the devil, how to say no to sin so that we can say yes to our God. I hope that during your Lenten season that you're learning, that you're growing in holiness. Okay, there's something else that I want to share with you today as well. I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, you guys can have a seat. Thank you. I mentioned today at the beginning of Mass that I work for the diocese and I have a very special job. My special job is that I get to go out to parishes and schools and I get to talk to youth groups and young people. And I get to talk to you about this. Being a priest and a nun is awesome. It is so awesome. So if God is calling you to be a priest or a nun, I hope you're open to that. Okay? Because it is an amazing way to serve. God has given me the opportunity to be a priest for Him, to serve Him, to love Him, to teach people how to say no to sin, to teach people how to love our God. And so, my friends, I ask you, when you're thinking about what you want to be when you grow up, what kind of things do you want to be? So, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A farmer.
You want to be a farmer. What about you?
I want to be a nun.
You want to be a nun. That's a great answer. That's right. Yeah, you want to be a football player. What else?
A lawyer.
A lawyer. What about you?
A football player.
What else?
Engineer.
These are all great things to be. Because these are all great things to be because you can help so many people. So I ask you, when you're thinking about what you want to be when you grow up, consider being a priest or a nun because it is an awesome way to live and to serve. I've been a priest now for a little over 5 years. I love it. I love being a priest of Jesus Christ because I get to help so many people. Because I get to teach people how to say no to sin. And I get to walk with them on their journey. And I get to tell them that Jesus is Lord forever and ever. And so, my friends, if you're looking for something that you can do with your life that's going to be awesome and amazing and you can help so many people, think about being a priest or a nun. I want you guys to listen up real close because I'm going to talk to the grown-ups for a minute. So I want you to listen in on what I'm telling them. The other reason that I'm here, guys, is because I need your help. I am the only priest in the whole diocese whose job is to go out to parishes and to talk to young people about the possibility of giving their lives to serve Jesus. And as you know, we don't have near enough. We don't have near enough priests and nuns to provide for the needs of our church. We need priests and nuns to be able to teach people how to say no to sin and to grow in holiness. And I'm here because I need your help. And this is how you can help me. You can help me by lending your voice to Christ. By telling other people that you know, that you might think have a call, the priesthood of the consecrated life, and say to them, I see in you great talents and abilities. I see in you a spirit of holiness and reverence. I see in you kindness. And I would be so honored and so privileged if you were to consider answering the call to serve God as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. You can help me if you're a parent by talking to your sons and daughters. And when you have the conversation, what do you want to be when you grow up? You can tell them you should think about being a priest or nun because it's a great way to serve and live. And for those of you who are not yet married and you're still looking for what is my purpose in life? What am I called to be? God might be calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, to lay down your life in service to God. And if He is calling you to that, it's an awesome, amazing, wonderful life. And I'd ask you to be open to that, to be open to how God is calling you to help others, to grow in holiness and to love God with your whole heart. And people of St. Maximilian Kolbe, I ask for your help and some prayers and support for vocations by praying that young men and women that are called by God to serve and follow Him may answer Him, that they may not be scared and turn away and run away, but may say to God, Lord, here I am, I'm your servant. I want to help, I want to serve, I want to follow. And I ask for your help because priests and nuns, they don't grow on trees or in bushes. I can't just go and pick them out of a field. Priests and nuns, they come from churches just like this one. They come from kids just like you guys. And I'd ask you to continue to support and encouraging vocations, encouraging a culture of vocations at St. Maximilian Kolbe, because we need men and women to serve the Lord. We need men and women to give their lives in service to God. So I ask you, please, in joining me in praying for vocations and supporting the young people that you know that you think would be awesome as priests and nuns, and encourage them and support them because we need men and women to lay down their lives in service to our God. So as we continue in day today to give thanks to God in prayer, we ask Him first of all for strength during this Lenten season to be able to say no to sin so that when the evil one appears, when sin comes, when temptation comes, we may say to the devil, no, I want to follow Jesus. And we also pray today for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, that many men and women may answer the call to serve the Lord.